This is the Media in Ministry column, this time mutual engagement with our neighbor. Sonia Hogander has led interreligious programs in a variety of settings around the world, including educational travel experiences for professors, clergy, and laity. She's also active in local and national interfaith activities and has developed and taught for several years an interfaith scholars course for college students, but her latest adventure is all about kids. Hogander is interim pastor of Christ the King Lutheran Church in New Brighton, Minnesota, and is co-author of the newest entry in Beaming Books' Curious Kids series, Religion Around the World, A Curious Kids Guide to the World's Greatest Faiths. With co-writers Matthew Marughi and Megan Borgett Spaniel, Hogander explores the world's major faiths, making the beliefs, practices, and history of each accessible to kids ages 8 to 12. Chester Bentley's colorful illustrations and infographics are paired with clear text that presents each religion as a rich tradition that has served as a force for human connection and good in the world. Living Lutheran spoke with Hogander about her new book. "How has the interreligious work informed your own faith?" she replies. "My Lutheran faith and ministry continue to nurture me to be a better neighbor, especially with all who have different core beliefs. Interreligious ministry has pushed me to explore how my Lutheran faith leads me to be in conversation and in mutual engagement with my neighbor from another or no faith tradition. It's helped me to be more vulnerable in how I approach caring for the world. Friends from religious traditions other than mine have energized my own sense of wonder and awe in our Creator, giving me a deep respect for the various ways to pray, have reminded me of my own vulnerability and need for forgiveness, and have nurtured my own sense of service." We ask, why is learning about the world religions important for the spiritual development of Lutheran kids? She says, as Lutherans, we're called to love God and neighbor, and learning about world religion is a part of loving our neighbor. Plus, it's joyful and life-giving. We ask, what do you hope readers take away from the book? She says, kids are very inquisitive and ask the best questions, so I hope that readers will delight in the pages and the pictures so that they'll explore more. Maybe they will seek out holy places, help, or stand up for a friend from another religious tradition, be jazzed to even think more questions. I hope congregation leaders consider including this book in a church education program or vacation Bible school or adding an interfaith series for the neighborhood. I hope it encourages them to seek out who lives in our neighborhood. And of course, I hope it leads them back into God's love experienced in Jesus Christ and telling their own faith stories.